Welcome back to the Hat Trick, the weekly cricket IPL betting show brought to you by cricketbetting.com. I'm Ed Hawkins, your host. We are picking best bets for two matches on a Super Sunday in the IPL with three expert tipsters. We've got Gujarat Titans versus Royal Challengers Bangalore. Sorry, Bangalore. I can't get over my win for RCB. And we'll talk about that. Gujarat Titans surely can't let RCB win again. Chennai Super Kings versus Sunrisers Hyderabad is our other game. One XBet is our sports book. We've got Manish on stats. We've got John Wright, the former odds compiler. And we've got me on specials. Ben is not with us this week, but we'll be back again soon. 1.8 GT versus 2.0 RCB. Those are your bets, odds rather. With one XBet, goodness me, your bets RCB, surely not a 2.0, Manish. I know you're a self-confessed fan and we do like to tease you, but they can't win two in a row.
Why not? If they bowled like they did yesterday, I think they have a good enough batting lineup to get close to 200. And the bowling that turned up yesterday after a very long time, if they keep bowling like that, they have a pretty good chance. It was, I'll confess, it was a very bad innings from Virat Kohli last night. But it's also good to see that despite that, they got over 200 runs in the remaining 13 overs. They scored somewhere around 150. So I wish this kind of win had come earlier in the season for them, where your top batsman fails and then the rest of them chip in and the bowling turns up to get. And it's a massive win. It's not a 5-run win. It's a 31-run win. So it was as comprehensive as it gets. So I am pretty bullish on RCB beating GT, especially because GT themselves are not doing pretty well so far. So yeah, that's how it is.
GT being on the G&Ts, John Wright, not much better. They're playing a different format to everyone else. Run rate is very, very low. I think eight, something like that, last time I checked. Awful bowling changes in defeat last time. What's going on with GT?
Definitely not the side they were last year, Ed. I don't know whether that's the Hardik factor, but yeah, I mean the death bowling against EC was appalling, especially Mohit Sharma went around the park. They're definitely not explosive. They're the lowest of six hitters. They've only hit 39 sixes in the tournament so far, and also with a new captain, I don't think should there's definitely a few question marks about Shubman Gill's captaincy, especially his bowling choices at the death. He brought a spinner on to bowl the 19th over, his first over against DC. So yeah, I mean, for me, the betting on this one is quite tight. And actually, if I was forced to have a bet, I'd probably back RCB because I think RCB, the pressure's off now, isn't it? I mean, even if they won every game, they'd only get to 14 points with an inferior run rate. That's not going to be enough to qualify. So yeah, hard one to pick on the to win the match, odds. I think there's a bit of a pick 'em game.
Yeah, but I suspect RCB might need a tricky batting wicket. They got that at Hyderabad, of course. Surprising. It looked like an old Hyderabad surface, which really took wear and tear very, very early. Started slowing up. And that's what RCB need. Do they get that at Ahmedabad? I'm not sure they do. RCB, 2.4 under 87.5 with one XBet for runs in your first 10. That's a price to watch in play. This is me doing my Ben Specials moment, by the way. We do expect RCB to have that post power play slowdown because of Virat Kohli, who's so darn reliable in this format. We know exactly how he's going to play. Not sure we're going to bet him at 3.1 for top RCB run score. I don't like to bet players to go back to back in any format on that market, but I've picked out Almarzai 27.5 on the player performance market for you. I think he might get the new ball. And is an underrated batter. Let's go to the hat trick then for this first game on a Super IPL Sunday for cricket-betting.com. And our best picks for RCB at Ahmedabad for the GT game. And Manish, surely you're not backing RCB. I'm convinced you're not going to go for them.
Sorry to disappoint, but I'm going to go with RCB. I think RCB at two are great odds. especially because I think they have figured out their best combination, perhaps a little too late, but in the batting they have Jax and Green at their right spots. Dinesh Karthik is performing well, and I don't expect Virat Kohli to go that slow two times in a row. And their bowling has, decided to turn up. So, and GT themselves are not doing. If there is a little bit help from the surface, I think RCB attack is a good one. So, with these reasons, I would say RCB at two is not a bad bet to have.
Yeah, Virat Kohli couldn't go any slower, that is for
Yeah.
sure. Whether he probably feels he's justified with that innings. What was it? What's striking at 118? John, I know you're not back in RCB. I think you've got something on sixes for us, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it appears that one expert that their sixes don't really reflect on what's happened so far in the tournament. I mean, GT, their sixes performance is very, very low. 39 sixes in 9 games. They're only just over four sixes per game against an RCB side that, although they've struggled in the tournament, the bottom of the ladder, have scored 90 sixes in 9 games. So they're averaging 10. The market here is 1.8, sorry, 1.83. RCB to get the most sixes against GT, and I think that's a little bit of value. I think that should be a lot shorter. I mean, GT, I think Shubman Gill's got four sixes in the tournament. Now that's the, I think that's their highest. And as I say, only
Wow.
39 sixes up against RCB's 90. So that's going to be my bet.
That's John's bet for you. My bet for you is Omar Zayat on that player performance market over 27.5, 1.83 region. The sixes bet is a terrific one. They've just cut and paste the odds there, John. So make sure you fill them in. One X bet. Get on that sixes bet. Also, make sure you check out cricket-betting.com. Got loads of IPL content on there for you, previews and tips. Let's move on to our final game now. It's Chennai versus Sunrisers. An interesting one, this, because Chennai having a bit of a crisis. And Sunrisers beaten, of course, by Bangalore last time. One expert go 1.74 Chennai, 2.1 Sunrisers. We'll work out whether that is value on Sunrisers as we go forward. Chennai failed to defend twice now in a row against Lucknow Super Giants. Stephen Fleming suggesting that they don't quite know what their best combination is. Home fortress breached at the Chipak. Almost 64% win rate there. Manish, is this the early demise of Chennai? Exaggerated, or is it something more serious?
No, I don't think it's that serious, especially at home. If you and you would have to discount the freakish inning that Stoinis played. I mean, it was up till the 19th over, it was CSK winning the game. It was just in those last 2 overs, Stoinis just took LSG over the line. Having said that, CSK have created a fortress at home. They've been about 65-70% matches at home. And against SRH, they have a win percentage of 70 overall. So those are big numbers to call this game against CSK. I think the failure has been at the top. Rachin Ravindra hasn't played after a couple of games at the start of the season. They brought in Ajinkya Rahane, but that hasn't worked as well. But their rest of the batting, it looks good. Gaikwad among runs. Dubey is always performing. Dhoni can give them that flourish at the end of the innings. If Mitchell and Jadeja can improve their performance, I think their batting is sorted, and they have a lot and lots of option in bowling as well. So for any given surface on any day, they have like six, seven options on the field, and that is why I think it's not terminal. I think it's CSK's game to lose basically.
John, I mean, Chen, I lost those 2 games against Lucknow because of due. But some of the on-field decision-making, very similar, Gaikwad and Gill, and I don't know what they're doing, these boys, do they? I mean,
We
Gaikwad
would have
took off
thought.
his spinners
You would have thought
before
we'd
they'd
go.
even got tucked into deciding that they couldn't bowl. Then he brought Shadow back, which was basically, here, get back in the game with this boy. What do you reckon?
No. I think you're right. I think. I mean, Gaikwad looks a very, very good skipper, but I suppose with Dhoni on the field, it's a bit difficult to to sort of get a grip who's actually calling the shots. I mean, there's been some. I mean, Rahane, Ravindra at the top of the order. I mean, although he had a fast start to IPL, his form's tailed off. Daryl Mitchell hasn't really got, you know, not been explosive like he has been previously. I mean, he's probably overperformed the last 18 months in his international career. Hasn't really done it in IPL. Doesn't really get going. I mean, Jadeja, I mean, a couple of games they've batted Jadeja at four, which seems ridiculous. I mean, I don't know whether they're looking for like that sort of like pinch hitter in the Indian side, because, I mean, Axar Patel, you know, he batted three for DC. I don't know whether it's like the Indians trying to get these guys up the order, see if they can pinch it. Obviously can't. And as you say, the bowling as well. The bowling's been disappointing. But CSK, I mean, their squad has got so much depth. I mean, I still think they're qualified. And I think they deserve to be favourites at home, to be honest with you.
Specials from me with one expert. 1.85 Sunrisers over 58.5 in the first six. I think that's a bet. They only know one way. They went absolutely ballistic, even though they were losing wickets against Bangalore. And talking about Chennai's struggles to find the right combination, and Manish mentioned him at the top, Ravindra. Does he come out now? Do they try and get Moeen Ali at the top of that order? Done it in the past for Chennai. Could bat three. May even open. So I've made a note of the 10.0 for him to be top Sunrisers run scorer. And also returning to Henrik Claassen, 4.75 top SRH bat. Great spin hitter. Could be perfect for him for this pitch. Let's go to our best picks. What have you got, Manish, for Sunrisers at the Chepak taking on Chennai? What's your absolutely standout must-have, cannot-miss bet?
I think the bookies have underestimated CSK based on the last two performances. Especially at home. I think at home, 1.76 against SRH, who are proving to be bat-first bullies so far in very, very flat conditions. I think CSK at 1.6 is a really good one, especially at Chepauk.
Good stuff. CSK, the home fortress. Agree with that one, John, or anything else that you've spotted?
No, if I was forced to have a bet on the game, I would definitely bet. I think CSK will win the game. I definitely do. But again, I mean, for my bet, I'll be going the derivatives. As you said there yesterday, even in a ridiculously poor SIH performance, they still outscored RCB sixes. They've got nine sixes. Yeah. Pat Cummins got three at the bottom. They just go hard all the way down. I mean, Samad and all those guys at the bottom, they chip in with sixes. So, as I say, but that's the market that I think when we give our tips at the end of the show, I'll be going for the sixes market, because I think it's just totally wrong. SRH have got 118 sixes in nine games. They're averaging nearly 20 sixes per game against a CSK side that clearly doesn't know their right order. They've got Rahane at the top playing the power play. Vijendra is definitely not in form at the moment. Dubey is obviously their six hitter. Where does he bat? I mean, he should be higher, in my opinion. I mean, what they were doing, having Jadeja coming in at four in a couple of games. So I think that mark, I mean, CSK have only got 68 sixes. So they're not very explosive on the sixes front. And as I say, SRH have got double. So that market, 195, SRH to get the most sixes, even though I think they'll probably lose the game, I think they'll win that market.
Sorry to break it to you, John, but we are doing it. We are doing the best bets, must-have picks. Don't miss some picks now. So is that your must-have pick, that sixes bet then?
It is. It is, definitely.
It is, and it's a cracker. And I'm going to go Claassen 4.75, top SRH bat. Yeah. In this game, that's my best pick for the hat-trick. We've had a double hat-trick on this week's show. We've told you the best must-have, can't-miss picks for Gujarat Titans versus Bangalore and Sunrisers at the Chepauk taking on Chennai. This has been the hat-trick for cricket-betting.com. Check out the site for all your IPL betting needs. In the meantime, we'll be back next time. See you then.